This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Has the high cost of fuel got you interested in local camping? This week's program features information on reserving campsites at state-managed campgrounds. We'll also be discussing a great opportunity to learn how to catch fish, and we'll be taking a look at what's biting and where. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as promised, the IDNR and the Reserve America have joined together to bring in online camping, cabin, group camp, or shelter reservations. The system is available by using the Reserve America website and paying by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. The IDNR camping and shelter reservations will no longer be taken through the mail or over the phone. Reservations for regular campsites and group campsites require a non-refundable reservation fee and a payment of the full camping and utility fees at the time the reservation is made. For more information on the fees, please review the camping fee information. Payment of the entire camping and utility amount will guarantee that the reservation will be held for the length of the stay. Campsites can be reserved for a maximum of 14 nights with a 30-day period, and reservations will be made 3 days before the campsite is needed. Reservation for certain holiday weekends like Memorial Day, 4th of July, if July 4th falls on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, on Labor Day weekends, require a 2-night minimum stay. Some facilities require a 3-night minimum stay for Columbus Day. Shelter reservations are $25. Reservations are non-refundable unless the area is closed by the department. Upon vacating the site, the shelter users are required to remove all personal belongings and place all trash in the appropriate receptacles located at the site. Those who fail to do so will be charged a disposal fee of $50. Shelter users who fail to pay the disposal fee will be denied future reservations until the fee is paid in full. Most campsites may be reserved from May 1st through October 31st. However, some parks accept reservations year-round. Please review the information about the campsite you are wanting to reserve on the Reserve America website. The campsite may be reserved for a maximum of 14 nights, and reservations will be held for the entire length of the booked stay. A reserved campsite must be vacated by 3 p.m. of the last day of the reservation. Most of the campgrounds have first-come, first-served sites, so please contact the park for availability of these sites. The reservation fee is $5, plus the entire camping fee for this campsite reserved. The $5 reservation fee is non-refundable unless the campground is closed by the Department of Natural Resources. So there you go, some opportunity to do some camping and some lodging and whatever else is out there. And keep in mind that the Illinois Department of Resources says learning how to fish is fun, easy, and free for youngsters and families throughout the summer in Illinois. This is thanks to the Urban Fishing Program. Free fishing clinics are scheduled at 20 sites throughout the state. Fishing is a great way for families to spend time together, and the Urban Fishing Clinics give thousands of young people a chance to experience the fun of fishing, too. The free urban fishing program targeted toward children ages 16 and younger, but anyone interested in learning the basic fishing techniques may attend. So there's a chance to go. However, you will need reservations. And for the Gordon Moore Park, which is in Alton, and it's our closest area site, you can call 618-917-6296. That's 618-917-6296. Fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineers reservoirs is looking up indeed. It's been a long time in coming, but anglers are now finally enjoying some excellent success at each of Illinois' three big Corps of Engineers reservoirs. Though water levels remain high at each location, reports from these lakes indicate fishing action has already improved greatly for a variety of species. Despite the rains of the past several months, many dedicated anglers have been enjoying fishing success. Good catches of white bass, largemouth bass, bluegill, crappie, and catfish have been reported from each lake. At Carlisle Lake, for instance, white bass action is really turning on. Most of the successful anglers are fishing all the usual hot spots, and some are even trolling. Carlisle Lake anglers using a variety of small tailspin lures coupled with jigs are catching the white bass. Some of the best fishing is currently being found in the lower reaches of the lake. However, some success is reported near Boulder, Keysport, and the railroad trestles and silos. Similarly, good white bass action is being found in the Carlisle tailwaters. Anglers are using inline spinners, tube jigs, or minnows, and fishing during the day. Improved action is also reported by night fishermen. Catfish, too, continue to provide excellent action. Reports of good catches continue to pour in from Carlisle Lake. Catfish anglers fishing with a simple hook, sinker, and bobber, and fishing throughout the lake are finding success. Good reports are also coming from Lake Shelbyville. At one point, the lake was several feet above normal, but is now falling slowly. Thus far this year, Lake Shelbyville has produced some of the state's finest fishing for many species. Like Carlisle, water temperatures are running near the 80-degree mark, and white bass, crappie, walleye, and sauger action has been superb. Reports indicate that white bass and other species are currently holding on the steep drop-offs in about 10 to 20 foot of water. Most anglers are trolling with their electric motors and pulling bottom bouncers and spinners. As the water levels begin to stabilize, the whites will begin feeding on the large schools of shad at this lake. Once this happens, surfacing white bass can be found at any time during the day. Due to the relatively late spawn, the shad are quite small, and the hungry white bass and crappie simply continue feeding on them. Many of the crappie and white bass are quite large, and it's merely a matter of locating a feeding school and catching plenty of these. Now, if Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, the anglers are catching good numbers of crappie. Crappie are turning on all throughout this lake, and they've been that way ever since early on. The catfish, too, excellent catch. Catfish and crappie are currently the top catch at Wren Lake in southern Illinois. And here, anglers are using good numbers of these fish, using a variety of baits and methods. Boaters are drift fishing for catfish throughout the lake using shrimp, cut shad, or leeches, and finding superb success. Shoreline anglers are using similar baits along with the commercial catfish baits. Largemouth bass continue to provide fair to good action at Wren Lake anglers, too. Quality bass are falling for chartreuse and shag-colored crankbaits in 6 to 8 feet of water. So as you can see, we've got plenty of good fishing throughout the area and in each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.